Welcome to the second episode of our segment, exclusive here in Gunpoint Radio. Starting off this episode, a thought came in Leonardo's mind. Has my spirit been so quickly broken? Or am I becoming submissive to my father-in-law just like the rest of them? What definitely horrified him was not merely what was being done to him, but his increasing acquiescence. Once late at night, Leonardo suddenly showed up at his parents' house in Santa Mesa. His brothers were shocked at the look of him being terrified. One of his brothers asked him, "You have already had your car repaired, but why are you not even going home?" Leonardo said, "You don't know my father-in-law. Everybody in that house must be in by a certain hour. Otherwise, the gates are locked, the doors are locked, and the windows are locked. Nobody can get in anymore." His younger brother, Jean, offered to accompany him home and explain to Kabadin what had happened, but when they arrived, the house was already dark and locked up. Jean said, "That memory makes my blood boil. My eldest brother fearfully clinging and clanging the gate, and nobody to let him in. I wouldn't have waited a second, but he waited 5, 10, 15 minutes knocking at that gate, begging to be let in. I couldn't have it." The two brothers ended driving back to Santa Mesa, where Leonardo spent the night. When he returned to the house on Zapote, Pablo said in a sarcastic question, "Oh, where were you? At a basketball game?" Leonardo asked his wife to move out of the house, and they told Mr. Kabadin that they wanted to move out. The old man said, "If she goes with you, I'll shoot her head before your eyes." Leonardo's brothers told him to buy a gun for him to fight, but he insisted that he got his rosary with him. When Lydia took her oath as a physician, Mr. Kabadin didn't let Leonardo come with them. Leonardo even offered them his car, but his father-in-law rejected him and prepared to hire a taxi. After 2 months at the house in Zapote Street, Leonardo moved out alone. He tried his best to keep in touch with his wife, but Lydia's family keeps an eye on her all the time. When she started working in a hospital, Leonardo went there to see his wife. Instead of seeing his wife, he saw his father-in-law there to fetch his daughter. And after that, Lydia was no longer working at the hospital. On Christmas Eve, Leonardo went to the house in Zapote with a gift for his wife. He was finally allowed to enter the house. Lydia said that her father is considering a meeting with Leonardo's father to discuss their situation. Then one evening, the elder Kitawan and two of his younger sons went to the house in Zapote, but the servant said that the master is out. Sunday last week, when Leonardo received an early morning phone call from his wife, telling him to pick her up at a certain church where she was with her foster brother, he rushed to the church, picked up the two, dropped up the boy at a street near Zapote, and then sped up with Lydia to Maragondon, Cabira, where the Kitawans have a house. While on their way, Leonardo called his brothers and explained what happened to them. He also gave them a warning that Kabadin would surely show up there. He told his brothers, "Get mother out of the house."